There was no time to be wasted. The Iron Man allowed himself to be taken to pieces. Arms, legs, body, head, all separate. So each part could be flown to Australia on a different airliner. He was too big to be flown out in one piece. At the same time, a ship sailed from China, loaded with great iron girders, and another ship sailed from Japan, loaded with fuel oil. The Iron Man had ordered these. The girders and the oil and a team of engineers were unloaded on the beach of Northern Australia, near the space bat Angel Dragon's neck. Then the Iron Man's parts were landed at the same spot, and the engineers fitted him together. He stood up on the beach and shouted his challenge.